This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening. Sorry for Friday. Apparently the infrastructure where I live is ancient, as in older than I am. But in any event, nothing's happening today, so here we go. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, it's simply put, 27,000 square feet, where they maintain 50 million rounds in inventory all the time, all calibers, multiple examples per caliber, multiple sales in each caliber. That's what makes them special. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morris. We're going to talk about some self-defense gun stories. Then Daniel Shaw is going to join me again from the Gunfighter Cast. And we're going to talk about why training is not exploding. Right now, though, we're going to talk about California with a K. This year, the legislators of California with a K passed the largest gas tax increase in decades. And that's a move that will hit the middle class the hardest. When the middle class taxpayers got upset, Moonbeam hit back, calling them freeloaders and invoking the everyone has to pitch in for society talking point. Maybe they would have more money if they weren't spending it on things people don't rely on the government to provide. One thing they have found money for, though, is anti-gun research. They call it gun violence research, but make no mistake, there's only one acceptable outcome for this research. During the 2016 legislative session, they approved a bill creating the University of California Firearms Violence Research Center, allotting $5 million over 5 years to establish the center and fund operations. Now, $5 million is a drop in the bucket compared to the billions they need to improve roads, crumbling bridges, and deteriorating dams. But as they keep reminding residents in the drought-stricken state, drops add up. The center opened July the 1st at UC Davis with Dr. Garen Wintemute, a well-known name in both gun control and gun rights circles. He told the Sacramento Bee he hopes to assess the effectiveness of current laws, including the newly adopted requirement that people who buy ammunition have the legal right to own guns, and of California's new gun violence restraining orders. Now, Wintemute and his center's proponents claim to be apolitical, but he is anything but that when you look at what he has written in the past. It's had devastating political effect in California with a K. He is the author of the Ring of Fire paper, which documented a group of handgun manufacturers in Southern California who made inexpensive Saturday night special handguns. That report was just used as a justification for the California politicians to establish the not unsafe handgun roster, which severely limits the number of guns Californians are allowed to purchase. When you go into a California gun store, it probably looks a lot like it would if it was in North Korea. They probably have a few kinds of guns, but not a lot of variety. Now, before their product can be listed on the California with a K roster, the gun manufacturers are forced to conduct costly and extensive testing on their guns and pay fees to the California DOJ, which is essentially extortion to be in the market. They make any changes, even changes that improve safety or are simply cosmetic, the test must be performed again and a new fee paid. They also now require micro-stamping technology on guns before they can be placed on the roster, a technology which is not commercially available in Senator Kevin DeLeon's words, what you might call it ghost technology. Due to the inability to meet the micro-stamping requirement, the number of guns on the roster is constantly shrinking. And though the roster's supposed purpose is increasing the firearm safety, new handguns with the most up-to-date safety features can't be approved because of this obsession that the anti-gunners have in California with a K, that they have with micro-stamping. So the California gun owners are understandably very nervous about what additional infringements on the Second Amendment rights might result from Wintermute's research. In an interview with the L.A. Times this past Friday, Wintermute said one of the first things the center would look at is determining the risk factors that contribute to gun violence. And his words, at an individual level, those are alcohol and controlled substance abuse and a prior history of violence. At a structural level, they're poverty and poor education, lack of opportunity. So, gun rights are going to become a thing of the affluent in California, because that's what all that is leading to. One of the things they talk about all the time is socioeconomic requirements for gun ownership. So, in other words, you would have to earn X amount of dollars in order to be a gun owner in California. If a bill pending in the assembly passes, his organization will be the only one the California DOJ is required to share its gun violence restraining order data with. So as a result, other researchers who want to independently verify any of his findings will probably not be able to. So they will be able to lie about the gun violence restraining order and its effectiveness, and Wintermute will corroborate that, because it's not about safety. Under SB 536, the DOJ would have the discretion to deny other researchers access to that data, which is publicly funded. So SB 536 has passed the California Senate and is on the assembly floor awaiting a vote. California! Transparency is not your name. I don't understand what the issue is here with this. You have this guy, Garen Wintermute, is going to be the Joseph Mengele of gun rights. He's going to experiment with everything he possibly can. He's got the mandate of California Department of Justice, which means he has Moonbeam's mandate. Okay. Grab your fourth point of contact and kiss it goodbye, California. Especially when it comes to gun rights. Because this guy is going to experiment with them and mess with them and toy with them until there's nothing of it left. Where's the cutoff points? Let me go over those those points again where we would be... Okay. Alcohol and controlled substance abuse and a prior history of violence. Okay. Where do we determine what is alcohol abuse? And how prior a history of violence? If you're 17 and you are violent, and then you're 34 and you are a model citizen, are you marked by that for life? I'm just asking. Then why does poverty or poor education or lack of opportunity, why would that be a reason to deny anybody any rights at all? If they can't buy a gun, can they speak their mind? Can they vote? Does the Fourth Amendment mean anything? Can you just bust in on them? Do they have to incriminate themselves? The Fifth Amendment is mute for them as well? Can we quarter soldiers in their house? Does the Third Amendment mean nothing? Come on, California. I mean, look at this. Structural level, poverty, poor education, lack of opportunity. In the inner city, is the poor education the fault of the children or the fault of the state for letting things get out of hand? I don't know. This guy, he reminds me of Mengele. He's going to drill into this and see what he can come up with. No doubt about it. When we get back, we're going to look at how we have squandered the greatest nation this world has ever seen. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is it's a very complex operation because they've constantly got ammunition coming in. They've constantly got ammunition going out. But they have to do that in order to maintain 50 million rounds on hand. In addition to that, they have one of the most extensive sets of magazines for your semi-automatic handgun or rifle out there you've ever seen in your life. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, speaking of sponsors, I need to mention two new sponsors. First of all, they've both been involved with me a long time in the past when this was just purely a podcast before I ever actually made it onto the radio. And now sort of have come full circle, and they are back. So first up is AR-500 Armor. There's a lot of armor companies out there that do the AR-500 steel. I don't know of any that sell it at the price that AR-500 Armor does. I don't know of any that have the selection of kits to put together that you can put whichever plate carrier suits your fancy, you know, the one that you want to wear your armor with. They have it in extra large sizes, 11x14. They've got in standard 10x12. This is all stuff that's going to withstand 308. And if anything bigger than 308 hits you, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. But this is the best steel armor company out there today. AR500armor.com. And then there is DTWS, Doc's Tactical Weapons Systems. I went by there today. I mean, these guys are so new, I have only gotten one spot written. I've got to write other spots just to get it in the mix. Adam Finley, he was with me a long time ago. I mean, a long time ago, before this was a Second Amendment-centric radio broadcast. What he does now, these are all gas impingement. Some of the stuff is unique to him. He has gone from building to manufacturing. And today I went by there to set up he's local to me. So I went by there to set up the ad campaign with him. And while I was there, he laid a rifle on me. And I have I don't know what this is called. I will find out. I'm going to be doing a review on it. I put a video of it, the unboxing of it up, where Doc is out there talking about what this gun is and what it has on it. It's on YouTube. It'll be in the show notes for all the podcast episodes. Please go watch it. This is a local guy. This is a guy who's decided, well, you know, all of these guys are backing away from the AR market. I love it. I'm going to build some stuff. This is on par with anything I've ever run. I haven't shot it yet, but I can, you know, I've picked up enough of these. We'll see how good it is. We'll get it out there on the range. We'll pound it to death. It's going to be fine. But I just wanted to mention those two guys, AR500Armor.com and DTWS Weapon Systems. Good stuff. It's good to be working with the ninjas. Now, when you're out there, and, you know, I may have to carry this over to the next segment, and that's fine if I do. We're talking about how we've squandered this country. We've squandered this notion of a republic. When you're out there, you don't wish the worst for people that you care about. You don't want your friend who's driving drunk to crash his car. You don't want your kid who's pointing a realistic-looking toy gun at a police officer to get shot. But, unfortunately, as the saying goes, play stupid games, you're going to win a stupid prize. It's bad when someone you care about plays those stupid games because it's going to wreck their life or the lives of the people around them. It's worse when your country is involved because it can hurt all those same people and their children along with everything else in this nation. And that's the situation we're in here in our country, because the truth we all hate to talk about is that America is beginning to deserve to fail. Now, I will resist that. I don't want that to happen. This is the greatest country ever to be on the rock. We have the most incredible military, the most powerful economy, and we've done so much for the world. You know, without us, World War II, World War I, the Cold War, we've been indispensable. But are we that today? We'd rather sit out of war, no matter how important, rather than see our soldiers die as they did during World War I. We weren't able to deal with less than 4,000 deaths in Iraq, while we lost more than 13 times that number in World War I. In World War II, our industrial production was the decisive factor. When that war started, we had 3,000 planes, and by the time it was over, we had produced 300,000. Could we do that again? No. Do we still have the sort of leadership it took to win the Cold War? Jury's still out on that one. We may see that coming out of Trump, but it's diminished. Soviet Union was still around today, half our military secrets would be leaked to it through the New York Times, while the idiots would laud the leakers improving transparency in government. Even while Reagan was taking the steps that brought the Soviets down, Hollywood and the Democrat Party were fighting him every step of the way, and we've gone further backwards now. Along those same lines, Hoover Dam was built in 5 years. Today, they would be hashing things out with lawyers and environmental rights wackos for that long, and it's doubtful that it could be built at all. Do you remember when we shocked the world by putting a man on the moon in 1969? We're not capable of going to get that flag that we left there. Instead, we're obsessing over whether men with mental problems who believe they're women should be treated like real women. There are more educated people than ever before, but fewer people who seem capable of thinking. We've gone so far backwards that as of the great, you know, Thomas Sowell said, the problem isn't that Johnny can't read. The problem isn't even that Johnny can't think. The problem is that Johnny doesn't know what thinking is. He confuses it with feeling. What are we doing about this? Well, our country has, we owe trillions of dollars that nobody ever intends to pay off. Social Security and Medicare are both in the red and unsustainable. Our borders are unsecured. Basket case enemy nations have acquired nuclear weapons. What's Congress working on? Well, there was a number of female House Democrats who wore sleeveless clothing on Friday, tweeting in support of Sleeveless Friday. That was the push to modernize the House dress code. Ryan said he would work with that. That sort of trivia is now the rule, not the exception. And our problems have gotten bigger and more intractable. Our politicians have created phony problems to solve instead of dealing with real issues. They may not care if North Korea can hit us with a nuclear weapon or whether Social Security will still exist in its current form in a decade, but they can talk your ears off about the women's dress code, Civil War statutes, and the name of the Washington Redskins. This is something we have to arrest. But based upon everything that keeps happening, it bothers me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, well, it's, when you go, let's say, 10 millimeter. 10 millimeter is one of my favorite calibers, and I have a 10 millimeter Glockzilla. So when I go and I'm looking for ammunition there, they always have more than one example, and they always have both training and self-defense ammunition, which is important because some people want separate ammunition for those things. But they also have a brand of ammunition, I think they call it the Rattlesnake, which is it's a training ammo, and it costs like a training ammo, but it is it feels like self-defense ammo. So go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Now, here is my advice that I'm going to give you. And then we're going to talk about the advice that other people give other people. My advice is that you carry your gun everywhere you go. If you're like me, you carry a double stack gun. Some of you may not be able to do that. That's fine. Carry whatever you can. Carry that every day. If an active shooter shows up, pull your weapon out and make your way to cover and then make your way to an exit. Don't turn your back on the active shooter. Take your cover, go backwards, work your way back slowly. If he shows himself, if you have a clear shot on him, hit him. Pop him. Okay? The Department of Homeland Security advises people at risk of harm from an active shooter to run, hide, and fight in that order, recommending fight incapacitating or attempting to take the active shooter if all else fails. I'm all for extracting yourself from the situation, no matter what you're carrying. I'm fine with that. I definitely would be in a defensive posture, though. And when I'm saying that, I don't mean my hand's going to be up. My hand's going to be out front. In the United Kingdom, police and counterterrorism authorities like the National Police Chiefs Council and the London Metropolitan Police promote a different version for surviving a firearms or weapons attack at home and recently abroad. The last step in their run, hide, tell directs victims to turn off their cell phones and only call the police once it's safe to do so. That's pretty stupid advice, even in a jurisdiction that gives its subjects almost no legal options for arming and defending themselves. What if running or hiding aren't safe or even available as an alternative? How will a person in hiding know when it's safe to call the police? What if law enforcement doesn't arrive quickly enough or find the victims in time? The London Bridge attack last month, as an AAR, if we're going to look at that, offers a real-life example of how such violence may unfold. The attack began when terrorists drove their van at high speed into unsuspecting pedestrians on the pavement along the bridge. After mowing down several people, the three van occupants embarked on a stabbing spree through bars and restaurants in the heart of London. News reports confirmed that police officers arrived within 8 minutes or so of the first call to emergency services and eventually shot dead the three attackers, but not before the assailants had killed 8 people and injured 48 others. The stabbing part of it is what kept the kill count from going up higher. In the interim, several individuals fought back at one restaurant. Roy Larner, armed with just his bare hands and his resolve, fended off all three attackers, a tactic that allowed the other patrons to escape. Perhaps mindful of the official security directive, his friends brought him a jogging magazine captioned, "Learn to Run," to enjoy while he was recuperating in the hospital. Construction worker Gerard Bowles, who intervened when he saw the terrorist trio stabbing a young woman, described how he picked up bottles, threw a chair at them, bar stools, pint glasses, anything he could get his hands on. And despite all that, his desperate actions didn't save that young woman. Two other women claim his actions enabled them to get away safely, however. Even as violent crime rates in England and Wales climb upward, with double-digit increases in murder, sexual offense, robbery, and knife crimes reported in 2016, local politicians reacted in horror to the mere suggestion that it was worth examining the possibility of registered firearms licensees using their guns to defend themselves or to assist the police during a terrorist attack. And on the same day, the Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner offhandedly commented that that could be something to explore officially. Without actually approving or endorsing the notion, the Devon and Cornwall Police released an official statement denouncing the remarks. "Under no circumstances would we want members of the public to arm themselves with firearms. Our message to the public is a simple one: to run, to hide, and to tell." Interestingly, the statement adds a qualification that British police services will require an uplift in resources in response to the unprecedented threats that they are currently facing. In sort of the same vein, earlier this year, the then commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, Sir Bernard Hogan Howell, warned that the surge in crime, along with resource constraints, meant law enforcement would be forced to prioritize service delivery with rationing of police responses and officer deployments. But in Britain, there is no legal recourse to self-defense products. There's not much except the police to keep ordinary individuals from becoming potential victims of violent crime. Run, hide, and tell is pointless. And if they're rationing police delivery or delivery of service from police, who do you tell when there's no one to tell? What are you going to do if a Mumbai attack hits you? What are you going to do then? Where are you going to go with that one? Because while you're trying to decide which way to prioritize, you're going to have multiple attacks going off in multiple places in a staggered timeline. How are you going to know? How are you going to respond to that? You're not going to be able to. And British citizens will get slaughtered. And we will watch, horrified. You know, when I was talking in the last segment about what we did in World War II, another thing we did in World War II was when, and I've mentioned this many times, we sent 400,000 individual weapons to Britain prior to our involvement in World War II because Churchill was afraid that Hitler was going to come across the channel and attack them on land. And he said, we'll fight you in the valleys and in the farms and in the streets, but no, you wouldn't because they were only equipped then to run, hide, or tell. And there really was nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. And who were you going to tell? So we sent them 400,000 weapons in case that happened. Nothing happened. Nothing happened bad, as far as I can tell. The British citizens did not go insane. They didn't start killing each other with the guns that were so evil. And then they got collected right after World War II was over with, and they got dumped in the ocean. Now, surely, if the call went up, we could loan a few to them again, couldn't we? Surely, if they were to ask us for help, some of us who aren't really officially members of the Oath Keepers, but we do it day in and day out anyway, we could go over there if they would let us go help, wouldn't we? When we get back, we're going to talk about why if we don't do something like that soon, or if they don't do something like that soon, there's not going to be anywhere over there to go. And that's going to be one of the biggest shames that man ever allows to happen. This is Lock and Load.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, it's a gigantic warehouse that's 27,000 square feet. I mean, that's about 2.5 times the size of where I live. No, it's more than that. It's huge. And in this, in multiple layers, I think three, they have palletized ammunition totaling 50 million rounds at all times, waiting for you to order. Go there. What you see on the website means it's in stock. Go there. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. I would like to go to Europe one more time before it becomes whatever the hell it's about to become. My guess would be it's going to be something bad. You get the idea from the media that the continent is overrun with refugees and the people are shivering in terror. But that's not exactly the case right now, except in the cities, refugees and immigrants seem relatively uncommon. There are lots in the big cities where many of the natives have ditched as the foreigners moved in, shades of America's inner cities. That's where you see litter and nowhere else. On Munich streets, it's less Bavarian goodwill and more seedy foreigners staring at you and smoking vile cigarettes. However, the chicken of the Hofbräuhaus is still great and the liters of beer are still outstanding. Out in the countryside, it's still gorgeous. When I was stationed in Bamberg from 1984 to 1987, back then Europe was covered in a fine layer of black grime. It was nasty and grim, but the coal plants are long gone and it's now mostly sparkling clean. They saved the Black Forest. It was dying when I was there. They just had the leaded gasoline was killing it, the fumes from it. So they've saved all of that. If you're driving around in the Bavarian countryside, you might see one or two refugees. You might see one at 10:30 a.m. with a morning beer. Even in Germany, they don't actually do that, but maybe it was 5 o'clock back in his homeland. Interestingly, many of the low-skilled workers were locals in these places. You would think the refugees would be doing the jobs that the Europeans wouldn't do. But in Europe right now, the Europeans seem very happy to be doing them. I've never been to Austria. I'd like to go to Salzburg. That's sort of like Germany Junior. And when you go there, right now, the people are still nice, contrary to the liberal media portrait of a continent hating all on the red, white, and blue. They're probably nicer now than when I lived there, because back then there was more of us there. At the end of the Cold War, there were about 500,000 American military independents in Europe, basically a huge city all full of Americans spread out in dozens of tiny bases that what they called casernes. Today, there's, I mean, the one I was at, Warner Barracks, which had been there since the end of the Second World War, that closed in 2014. Finally, after all that time. Back then, in the 80s, it was nothing to see whole convoys of military vehicles moving throughout the countryside, because that was the battlefield. Now you're likely to... You may know where all the 7th and 5th Corps areas are, but you're not going to see too much out there. There's a few signs probably of some remaining installations near Stuttgart and Ramstein. And I'm talking about the air base, not the band. But our physical presence there is largely gone. Warner Casern, where I was at, is still there, but a lot of them have been wiped away. A lot of them have been replaced by planned eco-communities. And no matter where you go, one thing that you notice, or you don't notice because it's absent, is you don't notice anything out there paying tribute to the millions of us who defended Germany against the Russians long before the leftists decided last November 9th that Russia, it was a cool to oppose Russia. So we won the Cold War against the Soviets and their leftist friends, but it also seems to have won the culture war with our European allies. Now, Europe is significantly more Americanish than it was 3 decades ago. Back then, everyone spoke some English. We used to be able to play spot the American because Americans dressed distinctively. Now it's not so easy. Now everybody looks equally terrible. Very few people wear ties with suits, lots of jeans and weird sport coat combos. You see the EU equivalent of Affliction t-shirts and heavy metal tees for stupid bands with names like Dominator and Vermin. What's wrong with Affliction t-shirts, though? I love those. Euro musical tastes are weird as ever. They don't savvy the concept of genre, so you'll hear Guns N' Roses followed by Britney Spears, then the Righteous Brothers, then Shania Twain. Their dance music is unlistenable, and otherwise sensible Europeans often like rap music. One young man, which all of them look about the same, they look like they've never seen the sun. It's, you're very likely to see a Biggie Smalls tat on somebody's bicep there. A tribute to his lost homies capped in the vicious Eastside West Side Salzburg gang wars. Although there's still a Sound of Music tour in Salzburg. Beer there's still good. Even though Europe has been infected with the same annoying microbrew trends that result in foamy abominations like cucumber-infused IPAs and stuff involving pumpkin. But if you're in doubt when you're over there, go with the beer the locals have been pounding for centuries. Like Hofbrauhaus. That's in Munich, also of note, where Jupiler in Brussels, Bofferding in Luxembourg, and Brand in Amsterdam. If you like wine, the Tart Rieslings are there. So, I would like to go there to the ground level and talk and view people. And if you've never driven in a German city or a European city, don't. Now, Germans understand the concept of a freeway, clean, not potholed, and often without a speed limit. It's everything California's high freeway should be, and could be if the weird climate cultist governor wasn't intent on building a unicorn train to move people really fast between Bakersfield and Fresno. But the Blue State Libs always yak about the alleged superiority of the Europeans, but they never seem to copy anything the Euros do right. While you're there, you could check out something like Dachau and see, let the kids see what happens when the socialists do get power. When we liberated the camp, our soldiers looked around at the carnage and promptly hauled a couple dozen Nazi guards behind the torture bunker for a good acquaintance session with the legendary M1 Garand rifle. A few less lucky guards were then handed over to the prisoners and then walked away. That was the improvisational spirit of the American soldier. When they hanged those Nazis, they took care of them in the crematoria that the Nazis used to destroy the evidence of their crimes. In contrast, the semi-humans who helped pull off 9/11 and who helped Bin Laden are still getting tender loving care in Gitmo. If we were to go old school like we were back then, you know, maybe Linda Sarsour wouldn't be writing memos about jihad being all about loving puppies and stuff. Maybe we wouldn't have to get felt up like drunk cheerleaders on prom night just to board a 747. You would think the security would be tight in Europe, but it isn't. You know what they don't do over there? They don't talk about Trump. The idea that Trump has somehow made Americans persona non grata in the old country is nonsense. The leftists show up there and start spontaneously apologizing to every horse, dick, and Harry that they meet. And the locals are just being polite by nodding and hoping the lunatic with the, you know, the naughty bits hat will go away. The only reference to Trump you're liable to see was a dumb painting in an Amsterdam shop of him and Putin in drag. But they got a lot of problems in Europe. Trump isn't one of them. When we get back, we're going to talk with Rob Morse. It's time for Self-Defense Gun Stories. Hour number two is coming up. Europe. I miss you. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.